Now we've got new homeowner Jane from California on the line, who's owning a different house than usual this time and has some questions. What can we do for you, Jane?
Hi, thank you guys so much for taking my call. It's a real treat to get to talk to you.
Thanks.
Well, I sold my money pit in the country and I bought a house
for you.
In town. And it's built on a slab. It's built on concrete.
Right.
And I've never had a house that way, and I probably should have done some checking before, but I've got it now. And I just wanted to know, are there particular things that I need to be concerned about or be aware of or to watch out for? And, you know, I live in earthquake country. What do you know about houses built on a slab?
Well, it's actually a very common way to build a house. And here where we live in the Northeast, it's extremely typical. You either have homes that are built on slabs, on crawl spaces, or on full basements. And it's a perfectly normal way to build a house. It's completely structurally stable. Of course, you know, it's a little inconvenient if you want to run a new set of pipes for a bathroom or something like that.
Yeah.
Or move all of your plumbing systems completely.
Right, because you can't get under it, but it's a perfectly fine system. I will say this, Jane, do you have any problems with termites in your area of the country?
No, where I live, it's adobe soil, and
okay,
the termites
pretty dry.
Really don't like it very much.
Yeah, because in where we live, it's hard to spot them when they get into the slab, and they do get into the slabs. You may be in an area where they have drywood termites, and it's not as much of an issue. So I think you have nothing to worry about living on a slab. It's just the way it's done in your part of the country, and it should be perfectly comfortable and perfectly stable for you for many years to come.
If you are looking at changing any of the flooring that is on top of the slab directly on your first floor, you know, there are certain things you need to keep in mind, that you can't use a traditional hardwood because it will warp and twist. So laminates or engineered hardwoods are best for you, or stone or tile, anything that's not going to react with the moisture that's just naturally inherent with a concrete slab.
What kind of wood did you say?
Engineered hardwood or a laminate. An engineered hardwood is sort of like a plywood base where it's built up in layers of opposing grain, and then the top is the actual hardwood veneer, and that's structurally stable.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your show a lot. I learned so much from you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Jane. Good luck with that new house, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.